In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
The guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area, they told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them!
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their mind, yeah. Children start to fall. Hell is the world in which they have to live. With all the hate that's in their heart.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this December 2nd, 2013, Monday transmission, and we have no guests today. We have cleared the decks because I want to open the phones up and take your phone calls and talk about the state of the world as we hurtle towards 2014. Also, I got a call from my father about an hour and a half ago that one of my dear cousins passed away, was found deceased in his bed this morning, probably of pneumonia. And so I'm sure David Knott will be filling in one day this week for the funeral. I know my family's probably listening out there because they listen every day. My heart goes out to you and to Peter, who I know is in a better place. And he will be sorely missed and was a very sweet soul and a dear heart. And so I give my condolences to my family in East Texas. My cousin grew up when he was little down in Guatemala, where my uncle was working, my other cousins and my aunt. And he had, when they had a construction crew putting a new roof on, had climbed up a ladder when he was 2 1/2 and fallen off and hit his head. But then he'd been somewhat, you know, cognitively impaired since then. But I guess the best way to go is in your sleep. So that's a blessing. So I love you, Peter, and I'll see you soon. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The info war is straight ahead. For those of us that are still among the living, out, out, brief candle.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Monday, December 2nd, 2013, worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. And what I want to do today is something I've been getting a bit better at as of late. I want to mention some of the headlines and news that's coming up and then intersperse that with key audio and video clips throughout the broadcast with your phone calls. And I want to, again, open the phones up for first-time callers, people that have never been able to get involved on the radio show slash TV show, as we simulcast TV as well, folks, at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to open the phones up for your questions. If you want to ask yours truly, Alex Jones, a question, or if you have a comment or a disagreement or a question, we would love to hear from you. The only thing you're not allowed to do is to call in and compliment me and tell me how great I am. Because I think you're great. We're all on the same page fighting for freedom. We're trying to wake up those that aren't awake. We've got new listeners every millisecond tuning in who are thinking, you know, what in the world is this? How un-American? This guy's talking about freedom and trying to keep the government small. This is dangerous. I'm being a little bit sarcastic here, folks. The point is, we're going to open the phones up today and take your phone calls on a host of issues. And when you hear one caller hang up, that's your chance to call in to the show. And so here is the toll-free number. I also want to hear from listeners on solutions. How do we beat a scientific dehumanization control grid, a scientific dictatorship, in the technocrats' own words? How do we beat that? States' rights, homeschooling, buying local, not complying with unconstitutional laws, being part of juries and nullifying tyranny, joining the police force because you know you're a good person, running for city council, creating your own media operation, promoting free and independent press that promotes freedom, not infighting with each other. If you agree with somebody on 60-70% of things, and if the if the person isn't batting for the globalist, you need to work with them and put aside old beefs and try to come together. I mean, I've never been an infighter, but I've really gotten good about forgiving people, turning the other cheek, and helping others that are doing a good job. Even if they've been jealous and envious in the past and attacked me and made stuff up, I have forgiven them, and it's actually helped many of those people grow up as well. My example of leadership. And I'm not saying I'm some special person or on a high horse. Many of you have known this since you were little kids. I'm just now learning it. And so I'm here, if you're tuning in for the first time, to promote the American system of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, based on common law that is Levitical and also Northern and Western European in derivation. There's a reason Northern and Western Europeans adopted Levitical law in the last 1,000 years or so. It was because it was almost identical to their common law they already had. And so you ask, what is our common law? It is Judeo-Christian. So many people say, we're not Judeo-Christian, we're Christian. Well, our law is Judeo-Christian. And I don't mean the modern Judeo, which is actually under the Babylonian captivity or under the Khazars out of Kazakhstan and out of what is northern Georgia and, you know, that whole area of Eastern Europe into Central Asia. I'm talking about the Israelites of Moses' time and that common law. That common law is the same common law in most cultures of the world. And that's what we're leaving. The Ten Commandments, ladies and gentlemen, and the other 500 laws and injunctions and orders, all of which make total sense, are being thrown down the toilet. And And all of the curses that the Bible tells you will come if you don't follow this law, it's all happening like clockwork. And even if you don't believe in God, the devil, good and evil and all that, the point is that cultures developed laws that made sense and created stable societies of due process and of being honorable. And if you follow those codes, your civilization prospers. If you don't follow those codes, you're destroyed. And so I am a follower of the Anglo-Saxon common law, which was codified in Magna Carta in 1215, which was then expanded under the edicts of 1776, the edicts against the king, that we, the free humans, stand against your tyranny. And we declare our names, our family, our blood, our treasure, our honor, 100% on the altar of liberty. We're doubled down, all in, committed, and we're not giving up ever. And they won. Because no one that refuses to give up can be defeated unless you kill everyone. And the Romans did that sometimes. They would kill everyone in scores of civilizations. And then in case somebody hid out in the woods or the caves, they would then poison the ground with high-powered salt, arsenic, you name it. The Chinese would do that too when they conquered a group that hadn't submitted. They would poison things with, their first black powder bombs were jacketed in arsenic. They would even bomb people with chemical weapons. The point is, there's really nothing new under the sun, just more advanced systems of it. And you can't defeat the Vietnamese, no matter how much military power you had, because they weren't going to give up. You can't defeat the 1776ers, because it didn't matter if you had the greatest military the world had ever seen that could beat any military in the world. These people wouldn't give up. They wouldn't give in. Resistance is victory. And Americans and people of the West have given up our culture, given up our birthright, given up everything, and bought into the plastic, phony culture. And now, like opening a window, a portal in a submarine, we're being flooded. Or you can reverse the analogy to the spaceship opening a pod bay door and releasing the atmosphere. You're going to be dead in seconds. We have opened the portal door. We are now depressurizing, ladies and gentlemen. And in the scale of history, a decade is like a millisecond. And we're in the millisecond right now where the shields are going down, all the prosperity is going out the window, and all the ancient forms of oppression are now manifesting themselves. You can give them whatever fancy name you want, put a political label on it. It's gangster-run government by select combines, and everyone else is being enslaved and impoverished as a tool of control. And then in short order, the gangs and the combines, the monopolies, the oligopolies that have combined forces to bring in their world hegemonic rule, their corporate rule, one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. Now, all of those that were in the councils of world government, who combined forces to bring in the world government, are now beginning to tear each other apart and prepare for war with each other. They've done their job of dumbing down humanity, neutralizing people, putting the general population in a trance. Now the power structure is moving into their end game. And believe me, it's not going to be pretty. And everyone will see the fruits of tyranny. And then everyone will start resisting it. And the system has premeditatedly prepared for all of that and even set up military industrial complex economies of scale to profit from the insurrections and civil wars that they themselves are instigating. In fact, a friend sent me a text that I meant to read on air last week. Let me find it right now and actually read this famous quote of jurisprudence to everyone on air, if I'm able to find it here in my stack. Let me keep looking here. Maybe I should do this during the break. Trying to keep track of all of this. You know what I'll do? During the break, I will actually find the quote and read it on air when we come back. And then I'm going to give the phone number out and take phone calls, as many phone calls as I can. But if you ask me complex questions, I'll tend to give complex answers and then never get to the next person. Just make your point or ask your question, and I'll try to go to the next person. In fact, I'd like to hear your solutions. We were talking to listeners last night, callers, about solutions, and it was just a lot of really great points. So also, make your point, ask your question, but throw in your idea of a solution. We'd like to hear from you. First-time callers again, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. What do we have to cover here today? Here are just some of the headlines up on Infowars.com. Get ready to pay more online. Supreme Court refuses to hear internet tax case. The lower court said tax the internet. So you know what that means, tax the internet. DHS Googling travelers before they enter the United States. That's up on Infowars.com. Also on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Reporter tells MSNBC Obama administration most hostile to media in history of U.S. Well, that's racist. Plus, Obama built the internet and the media, so he's allowed to do what he wants. Racist. Also, Canadian police arrest man for photographing cop car as daughter records chilling scene. Yeah, cops worldwide don't like slaves taping them. Three times as many Americans supported King George during Revolutionary War than support Congress today. That's a key article I'm going to be covering. 15 signs that we are near the peak of an absolute massive stock market bubble, and Nobel Prize winning economists are saying get ready for implosion. Amazon unveils plans for deliveries by drone. Can't make that up. They say you'll get a delivery within 30 minutes by drone. I thought storks delivered Amazon packages. Also, more coming up. Congress has a 6% approval rating. I'll tell you what that means on the other side. All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Alex Jones here. Thank you for joining us. Ton of news and key intel on the global is coming up today. Look, it comes down to this. The social engineers of the planet are anti-human. They think of you as idiots, and they do everything they can to dumb you down so that you're not involved in the decision-making process. And then all these globalists do is then fight with each other all day. And thank God, that's one of the few things holding back total world government, is that they're all jealous of each other's power historically, and so they're never able to get total control into place. But they're getting very, very close. We're not under world government yet. We're just under the first stages of what they're trying to create that will be a completely micromanaged technocracy running every facet of your life and slowly turning off the economy. The good news is, and I cannot express to folks how good the news is, that over the weekend, Gallup, one of the most respected polling agencies out there, came out with a scientific poll showing a 6%, we'll put that on screen for TV viewers, 6% approval rating for Congress. Now, there's still like a 35 or 33, depending on which poll you look at, for Obama, because he's a personality who's connected with his victims who are still being conned by him. Kind of like folks watch the state lottery where the pretty lady spins the wheel and actually thinks the lottery lady's their friend because she's smiling at them. These are victims. These are like two-year-old children that get tricked to get in the van with a pedophile because he says they have candy. These are very sad people. But the general public, when it thinks of government, it thinks of Congress. 6% approval rating. I don't know of any government in history, and I've studied a lot of history, that has only had 6% approval. This government is bankrupt morally and financially. This government is foreign run and hijacked. This government is publicly defunct and fraudulent. And all it's doing is buying billions more bullets, thousands more armored vehicles a month, more blimps, more drones, more training. And they're so disconnected from reality, all their training manuals on record, there's hundreds of them that are public. They used to have this stuff secretly. Now they publish it at FBI.gov, where they badmouth the founding fathers, the Gadsden flag, 1776. Of course vampires are scared of high noon, holy water, garlic, and wooden stakes. Everything they demonize is what is our salvation. Family, private property, due process, self-defense. And then they sit there and they scapegoat capitalism for the reason we're going to hell in a handbasket, when, ladies and gentlemen, by every yardstick, we are a socialist nation. And the worst kind. Not some fair Northern European socialism, which is bad enough because it gets rid of individualism, but where they actually redistribute the wealth. Like you pay in 75% taxes, but you actually get benefits back. No, 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 no. They run the government on debt and take all the actual money and give it to offshore corporations. All of it. All of it. Ronald Reagan's own commission, 1981, found every cent of income tax goes to pay the debt. And they've got it all actuaried out where we only get deeper in debt. This is how we're being enslaved. Everyone knows you can pay for 19 years on a farm. And they put little clauses in there. The big banks do. If you don't go to a good bank, a local bank usually is better because they live there. They'll try in the 20th year of the note to call it all in and take your property. That's why farmers always pile up their money and wait for the 19th, 20th year. Folks, that's what they want. The banks are loaning out fiat entries in a ballot sheet, in a folder, now in a computer, zeros and ones, literally. They want your property. They want your capacity to produce property. They want your soul. They want it all. You're like, why are they so evil? They're in power because they have that nature. And if you know there's a corrupt system and fight it, you'll historically still be beaten, as Thomas Jefferson said. Even if you know about liberty and defend it, you probably can't keep it. It's so rare. America's never been perfect. It's been a journey in an attempt to find liberty, in an attempt to secure greater evolutions of freedom. True liberalism. The antithesis of everything Obama and his cohorts are. Just as the Democrats are even having to admit on CNN to keep their credibility, Obama's a tyrant. Of course he's a tyrant. Too late. People don't trust you anymore. We're going to play that clip. Go to your phone calls and more coming up in the next segment. 800-259-9231. First-time callers today. But this is good news, folks, that 94% of Americans know the government is bankrupt and evil.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your fads, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play the lottery, play football, play the field.
We want your soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Your phone calls are coming up for Jeff, California, Brian, Bruce, and many others that are patiently holding. By the way, I said this last night on the Sunday radio show, 4 to 6 p.m., only because 9 times out of 10 it's the case. The United States, on record, for more than 50 years, has done almost zero maintenance on the railways and has not really built any new railways in this country. Other trains routinely go over 250 miles an hour in Japan and Germany and France, and their freight moves at over 100 miles an hour. My grandmother, getting her master's degree, would go three times a week from Teague, Texas, in East Texas, 100 miles to Houston in the morning, and then back in the evening, and the train went over 120 miles an hour in the early 1950s. Now, if trains go above about 45 miles an hour, they begin rattling and gyrating because they don't put in new track, they don't put in new rail beds. I was talking to one of our crew members, CJ, and he said during the flooding in Austin a few weeks ago, that he saw the train by his house completely washed out with no railroad ties and no gravel. And that the train was shooting by at 45 miles an hour or so. And I know because I've got family that had been railroaders, management, the whole nine yards, working at railroads, you name it. So that's why I know a little bit about railroads. Not that much, but more than the average person. And CJ seems to know what he's talking about as well. But he said it was flying over on just the metal rails. Just the steel rails. And this is indicative of what America is like. All the taxes, all the money go into select corporations, select groups. Everyone else is turned off. That's the problem with big government, folks, is that they distribute it where they want. And we have literally no infrastructure in this country. It's all been sent to only select corporate and industrial and academic and corporate combines. And I said yesterday, watch, they're going to try to blame the conductor. And now they're saying, well, witnesses said gravel was flying up on a troubled stretch of track in New York, that people that work for the railroad have been told to shut up, don't complain about being on the track, and then they put Amtrak under pressure and put other train services under pressure to go faster. This was a Bronx derailment, and so they fly off the rail beds. When my father worked for the railroad back in the early 1970s, there were horrible rail beds. He looks at them now and talks to railroaders he knows, and they say that the company, here's the key, the company corporate people say, you will get that train up to 60 miles an hour and you will get that delivered or you're going to lose your job. Just like a few years ago with BP, the BP executives in Houston gave orders from England that they were to dump water into a 30,000 super foot, 30,000 super deep well, 15,000 feet super deep, folks. They do 30,000 now. They were to literally go down 30,000 feet and don't dump concrete and proper mud, as they call it, in on top the shaft to keep it from blowing out under pressure. No, ladies and gentlemen, they told them you will dump seawater. And they had to fire two crews and relieve them and put them on helicopters. Two crews. This came out very early on. And the media is like, we don't know what happened. They had to fire two crews. Where the chief engineers on the spot said, you cannot dump water on it, it will blow up. And the executives went, oh, I got an engineering degree. I say that that water will pressurize in between layers of concrete and mud, and it'll save us tens of millions of dollars in drilling products every few days. Do it. They said, no, I'm not going to do it. It's going to blow up. Remove that team. Give the same order. I'm not doing it. Remove that team. Finally put a team in who got on a boat. Wouldn't even get near it, and gave the workers orders, all right, do it. Then they pulled their boats back. Boom! Blows up. What do you think you're going to do with natural gas and oil pressurized like that? It comes out so pressurizes, it explodes when it hits the surface, ladies and gentlemen. They pulled the command ships back off the deep water horizon, and it blew up under orders. Now, you can say they did it as a false flag for some reason on purpose. I don't know if that's the case. They either did it on purpose or they thought they could suspend the rules of reality. So they're telling these different railroad, including passenger railroad groups. My dad has told me, I thought, you know, I'm thinking about taking the kids on an Amtrak trip out west so they could see the country. He goes, don't do that. Don't do that. Those dangerous rails. It's the most dangerous thing you can do is to get on a passenger train in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Unless it's some local city line they just put in. I'm telling you, do not get on the railways in this country. Okay? They are rotting. CJ, tell folks what you saw a few weeks ago.
There have been about 7 inches of rain in the last week, and I drove by the rails outside of my neighborhood, and there was a good 25, 30 feet of rail that the gravel had been completely washed out from underneath. There was nothing but steel rail, and every other tie was busted off, and they were still running freight over it. They fixed it about 2 days later, but it doesn't seem like something safe.
And in the old days, they would, because I grew up next to a railroad track in Rockwall, Texas. Our house was up on the top of a hill by the lake, and it was a railroad track. in the past, they would just stop the train. A few hours later, a truck that rides on rails would show up, and they would fix it with a team, and that would just be the way it was. Now they just don't care. And see, it's the same thing with nuclear reactors now, folks. The system doesn't care. They had big disasters in the 40s, 50s, 60s they covered up, but nothing statistically like it is now. 91% of the 420-plus reactors are leaking heavily now, and they just have the governments raise the level and say it's safe. In fact, when you pull me that Fox News article and the AP about the radioactive wave 2 years later finally hitting the West Coast, and what's the EPA's answer? They go, oh, it's safe. Don't worry about it. Again, folks, the establishment has gone insane. The establishment has gone mentally ill, bonkerville. And that's what I keep trying to get across to you, is that they might start a nuclear war with China or Russia. They might do anything. They might release a bioweapon. Who knows with these crazy people? And I've never been a big incompetence theory type guy that so many high-level experts said, look, they are evil, they are organized, but there's not one big spider at the center. There's a bunch of spiders trying to get control. They spin the same type of webs, so it looks like it's a unified system, and they want a unified system, but these people are insane. And they only think they're in control. And the more you think you're in control, the less you're in control. The best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. I knew I was forgetting something during the break, too. Guys, remind me at the next break to go find that quote on jurisprudence. It's a really good quote. I looked it up. It's an accurate quote. I want to look it up, have you be able to pull it up before I get to that. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment and then take calls into the next hour. And then I've got all this other news I haven't covered. But here's the deal. In the headlines, they're getting ready to try to jail some poor guy that followed orders and drove on bad track, because they're not going to say the system won't fix the track. They're not going to blame it on the mayor of New York, who was reportedly over this stretch of track, who flies on Jetcopter, the most expensive helicopter in the world, and private jets made off insider money on the stock market. But Bloomberg in Bermuda during derailment playing golf. See, for them, it's like flying to all they see is the most luscious resorts. All they see is the finest areas. They're just cocooned in billions of stolen money with armed bodyguards all around them. They don't ride on the ratty rails. Let me tell you, I've been on the New York subway. I guess it was last year I was in New York, and I'd been there before many times, and I'm like, man, this is scary. The train is flying around on the rails. And it was the same thing in London. Horrible, just flying around. In Japan, totally smooth, 250 miles an hour. In Germany and France. Why? Because the U.S. and England are managed by the very same globalists, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want you to have art museums. They don't want you to have culture. They don't want you to have anything. You understand that? When they're done, you're going to have nothing. While they talk about how they're liberal and, oh, want you to have welfare and want you to, while they get rid of any economy you could have ever had. That's why they're so disgusting. And now they're getting ready to try to charge the people driving the train. The feds and people are saying, we're not going to listen to eyewitnesses about the track rattling or rocks flying up. The rails went out. They leaned over to the side, folks. The rails went out. 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 Doesn't matter, though. They said the black boxes are being looked at and it might be the conductor. You know, the brakes weren't working properly. Bull crap. They've got multiple brakes on those trains. The train wasn't even going fast. This country is rotting. Excuse me, folks, I just get angry. But they cannot admit the system isn't fixing the railways. They're not fixing anything. Things are falling apart. Because why should they care if there's an economy that works and operates? They're just going to steal all the money anyways. That's why banks are getting ready to charge you to have deposits and are going to start just taking taxes, private taxes to them, right out of your bank accounts. Why not? They've gotten away with everything else. You put up with double, triple, quadruple prices for health care paid to foreign banks that own insurance companies. Well, why not just take your bank account? You'll put up with anything. You'll put up if you're camping somewhere with a game warden jumping out, even when you don't even have guns or aren't hunting, and start bossing you around. I can't go to the National Seashore without weirdos coming over to us and everybody else camping and harassing us and bugging their eyes out. And I'm finally like, stop bugging your eyes out at me. Stop asking me if I'm a criminal, you damn freak. You're the criminal, you dirtbag scum. You're run by a criminal government that knows it's gotten away with bloody murder and is just wanting to keep the public down. And all that's going to do is finally wake them up. Excuse me, I'm in a bad mood. And I apologize, I'm using mild verbiages. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to knock it off right now. I just don't like being treated like a slave. I don't like going into slavery. I don't like seeing the public so dumbed down, completely obsessed with every mindless idiot issue you can imagine. In fact, you guys printed me the top 10 Bing searches. I was going to give it to the reporters. You guys print me that again? I was walking around with it and lost it. I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm going to go to them. And then coming up, Nobel Prize economist warns of U.S. stock market bubble. Really? 15 signs that we are near the peak of an absolutely massive stock market bubble. Going to cover that. Reporter tells MSNBC Obama administration most hostile to the media in U.S. history. I said CNN, just got the old CNN reporter on there. DHS Googling travelers before they enter the U.S. Amazon unveils plan for deliveries by drone. Migraines linked to plastic cups and bottles, gender-bending chemical and packaging may trigger the attacks. I've been telling you that for 15 years, being attacked is anti-gay. Because I also pointed out that it also makes you, become feminine. Just a fact. Continuing, get ready to pay more online. Supremes refuse to hear internet tax case. Transgene escape, GMO spreading uncontrollably around the world. That is just some of what is coming up today. And that is only the tip of the iceberg that we have up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. America doesn't have a lobby for freedom anymore. America doesn't have individualism where we won't stand for being treated like slaves. So if you go to the front page of drudgereport.com, it is Obama bowing to the Saudi king. And now it's come out in mainstream news that Saudi Arabia and China literally control what goes on our news and literally control what is allowed to be in movies. That's how controlled we are. They used our open society to come in and take over and then make our freedoms that are our escape valve from their tyranny illegal. And that's what they're doing right now. They're declaring that Americans trying to be free and have a future is illegal. We're going to go to break, come back, and go to Jeff, California, Brian, Bruce, Terry, and everybody else that's patiently holding and take calls right into the bottom of the next hour. Then I will get to all of this other news. But since I mentioned it, here is that clip from MSNBC. I thought it's racist to criticize Obama and say he's a tyrant. I thought it's terrorist. I mean, I thought, but now they're saying that Obama administration, most hostile to media in U.S. history, finally truth coming out of them as they implode. Here it is.
So let's use the P word here. This is propaganda. When it comes from the White House, government covering the government, it's not what you're supposed to do in the United States of America. But we have an administration. Every president gets to the point where he dislikes the press. It's that simple. And every administration tries to manipulate the press. But this is the most hostile to the media that has been in United States history. Not only do we have this thing where they're...
Wait, you would go that far?
I would go that far.
The most hostile in history.
The most hostile because, first of all, we have this situation where they are, in fact, shutting out the press. And by the way, when they say you can't have every photographer in, they know full well that there's a thing called a pool, which is to say you have one representative from each of the media that represents all of them and shares the pictures.
What's happening is the dinosaurs don't have viewers anymore, so they're not needed. And they're going directly to total content Soviet management. And so these people are freaking out because they're not getting invited to the cocktail parties and feeling important like peacocks. They've now been thrown out in the cold. Hey, don't worry. Once the economy goes into full depression, you're not going to get anything, idiot. You helped sell out the greatest country in the world, traitor. Now you're going to get nothing but sorrow, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Enjoy it. You earned it. You earned it. Benedict Arnold. Now we're going to break, coming back briefly. The new magazine is in. We sell it at cost. Big color glossy December issue about the death of the dinosaur media and the police state, the attack on the Second Amendment. It's a great tool. Give a gift subscription. We have 35% off right now through Christmas to give gift subscriptions. 12 issues delivered to your friends and family's door. And that includes the shipping in the price of $39.95, 12 issues, plus some bumper stickers delivered to their door. Great way to wake somebody up. Give it to the police department, the library, your church, your school, your university, chancellor, InfoWar. 12 color issues, $39.95, shipping included. That's at cost, actually below cost with the special. We've got at cost, ladies and gentlemen, so many other products that are meant to get the word out. Now, what funds us is great products like the nascent iodine, that we now have in stock, the proprietary special form that I think is the most amazing health discovery I've ever made. And it's available right now at InfoWarsLife.com. And our new Arabica coffee, Wake Up America coffee, available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Try this coffee, and I assure you, you won't be disappointed. I want to hear your reviews. All right, it was Vivian Kubrick sent me this text. It's a quote, so I can read it. And I looked it up. It's William Godwin, 1756 to 1836. And here's the quote about tyranny. What can be more shameless than for society to make an example of those whom she has goaded to the breach of order instead of amending her own institutions, which by standing order into tyranny produce the mischief? On the penal law, an inquiry concerning the principle of political justice, 1793, BK 7, Chapter 3. From a law dictionary. William Godwin. Yeah, they push you into revolting, and then they're all ready to crush the rebellion and bring in the total tyranny. And that is the cold-blooded scientific implementation of a wicked society. Let's go to your phone calls, and I'm going to just massively take your calls in the next hour. I've got so much news, but I'm going to your calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to California. In Indiana, you're on the air, California.
Mr. Jones, shout out to all my info warriors in Indiana. I just thought I had a solution maybe to the divide and conquer, and the one thing that brings everybody together is music, and you're the one degree of separation between a lot of top music stars. Could you imagine a Woodstock-level event with Willie Nelson, Ted Nugent, KRS-One, Professor Griff, Billy Corgan, you know, all these top stars coming together.
You know what the problem is? I mean, I know those people you mentioned, but it's like herding cats. Like once Willie Nelson said, let's put on a big concert for 9/11 Truth, and you and Jesse come down while we were over at his house playing chess. And then we came down and did it, and then somebody threatened to kill everybody if we had the event. And Willie's people got scared, and Ventura said, I don't even care, just have your concert. We don't need to speak to a crowd of 5,000 people. I mean, it doesn't really save the world. I mean, it's good to raise money for Farm Aid or Africa Aid or whatever, but then, I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but everybody thinks one event's going to change the world. It's lots of events. I'll tell you the event that's going to change the world. They try to come and do it on their Waco or confiscate guns. That may be the shot heard around the world. But I don't even want it to get to that point. I want to have a velvet revolution of ideas, sir. But I'm not shooting down your idea. It's just that getting a bunch of music stars to work together with all of their people that are around them is like trying to herd cats. And have you ever tried to herd cats, sir? Have you ever tried to make a cat do what you want?
I just think if you build it, I think they will come if they recognize this country is in trouble. And another idea I got is the free radio listen line is a great thing. I've used it plenty of times. There's a company out there that'll pay you for every call as long as you let them play an ad at the beginning of the thing. And we could have a thing called Operation Are You Listening? And it's much easier if I stood out here on the road with a number and said, Are You Listening? People are more apt
to. Sure, tell me the name of the company and we'll look into it. Because as it is now, I just pay so people can call the free listen line if it's the only way they have to listen. What's the name of the company?
I can't think of the name of the company right now.
I will send us a link. I got to jump, brother. Good solution ideas there. Brian in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Alex. I want to tell you about two things. First one, when I was out Black
Friday. Do me a favor, get off the speakerphone.
Okay. Okay, is that better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I took a friend of mine. We went out to the Navy shopping mall here in our town, and they had about 12-foot highly fenced up where you go into the main area to shop, and they were checking your IDs. And I said, she asked me.
Let me stop you. I want to know where that is. I want you to go shoot video of that. They've planned to put TSA-style checkpoints in the malls, then the streets. Stay there. Don't hang up.
Thank you.
I'm going to come right back to you, brother. I want to hear about this. This has always been the plan. The new TSA training video. Show them doing it. This is hell on earth.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we were just now talking to Brian in Florida, and 2 years ago, the TSA came out with their new training video showing them at football games, high school events, shopping malls, with checkpoints searching everyone. I saw them at the JFK event in Dallas. The feds had police attack us for peacefully demonstrating. I mean, they don't want you thinking you have any rights. And I want to know what mall you're at and what you saw, because I need citizen journalists to get there to videotape it and to get it up on YouTube. But people say they want to be journalists, they want to work for us. We don't know who people are from Adam. If folks want to work here or be auxiliary reporters and get paid, A, I'd be able to make the money to do that. But B, people need to go out, shoot the video, ask the questions, put it up, and say, reporting for Infowars.com. It'll end up being on our news. Just conduct yourself, you know, with decent decorum. Don't act like I would and start screaming at them. But the point is that this has always been the plan. And Florida seems to be the rollout for so many. So, sir, tell me where the mall is, what you saw, what was happening. Start over.
Okay, this was at the Navy shopping mall. It was on federal grounds.
Like, oh, well, that's mall. Different. Yeah, but you're saying you haven't seen this before.
No, I've not seen it. I don't go a whole lot to the malls here, but I do go to that big shopping mall in Navy. I'm retired Navy. So anyway, they had military and fatigues there checking IDs before you come into this gated area to even get to the mall buildings and ask to see our ID cards. So we show them. In the meantime, I said, what are you guys, TSA or something? And the girl, I guess it kind of took her off guard. She says, yes, I know she wasn't. She was a military type. And so anyway, we went into our shopping, come out. They also had police there with guns on them, regular cops. And we come out of the mall, and I had to take back the car. I had to go in the same area where I got the cart from, where I went in that gated area. And so I brought the cart back up to the gate, started to go through, and the same guard says, sir, I need to see your ID card. I said, look, do I need an ID card to put this cart back? So basically, I got in their face a little bit. They didn't like it. They didn't make me show my ID card again. But that's what this whole country's coming to.
No, the Rand Corporation said it in 1998 in their first issue that I had seen, and I believe it's the first publishing publicly of the National Stabilization Force. And this is it, total conversion to North Korea. And they're just Pavlovianly, incrementally doing it. I'm telling you, man, everywhere I go, police just jump out and especially to families and stuff and act like you're a criminal. And they're there on record. The cops don't even know this in most cases, but this is why it's being done in the manuals, to literally break our will. In fact, in this Army warfare, psych warfare training film from 1961 that we're putting clips of in Obama Deception 2, trying to think of the exact term that they use, but they basically say, go out, get in their face, question the civilians, dominate them, break them, let them know they're being watched. You know, this is how we do it. And I mean, I'm watching military training stuff for how they take over other countries and occupy them. They're doing it here. And again, the government has a 6% approval rating. I thought it's consent of the governed. They know we know they're criminals, and they're going to take everything. Go ahead, sorry. So they know there's going to be a revolt. So they're going to blow stuff up and say, we did it. That's what they're going to do. They're going to blow stuff up, little kids and stuff, and say, we did it. It's 101. How does an unpopular criminal group do it? They blow stuff up and blame the patriots. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you, Brian. Interesting points. All right, Bruce, Jeff, John, Terry, many others, your phone calls are coming up. First-time callers today, 800-259-9231. By the way, when I say all this, this isn't rhetoric. Words cannot describe how real this is.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some of the news coming up. Radioactive Japanese wave nears the U.S. That's from Fox News. Also, Seattle restaurant ejects customer wearing Google glasses. That's what you do. You shun this NSA spy system. I'm going to break that down coming up. FBI warns about Americans joining Islamic fighters in Syria that our government's funding. I love how they create the crisis, offer the solution, taking our rights away, making us all suspects when they're the ones behind the terror 9 times out of 10. Plus, or like 99 times out of 100. Media attacks Obama's Soviet-style publicity policy. We've got big economic news, top economic forecasters saying get ready for stock market bubble implosion. I'm going to break all that down at the bottom of the hour. But first off, your phone calls, as promised, if you just joined us now in the second hour, the news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and on Infowars.com, on any article page, you see links up there to our Facebook, Twitter, and all the other sites, Pinterest, you name it, where you see a lot of media and news articles like PlanetInfoWars.com that you don't see on the main sites. But right now, let's go to your calls. I'm asking folks what they think is going to happen in the new year. Do they think Obama will ever be brought to justice now that Congress has a 6% approval rating? And what are your ideas of solutions to beat this type of organized evil? I think more and more it's don't fund the system, don't support the system, don't comply. Complying, I realize now, more than ever, we must withdraw our consent from an illegitimate system. And we've got to let the system know we're not their slaves and that we know the system is a fraud and a scam. And I got to tell you, the military is the most awake. Police are really awake because they're at the bottom of the barrel where the rubber meets the road. Bureaucrats are awake. So when I talk about the government, I mean the criminal interest that are running it at the top, not the average person in government. Because I've found that it's people in government per capita are more awake than the general public because they're inside of it. People in media are more awake now because they're inside of it. And it wasn't that way just 10 years ago. I can't tell you, well, the crew witnessed it. We would have federal police come up to us and say, hey, we know what's going on. We don't like what's happening. We'd have the federal police that are security guards but are actually sworn officers coming up to us saying, don't turn your cameras on in Dallas. We really appreciate what you're doing. We had all sorts of Dallas police, you know, when our cameras were off, say, we absolutely agree with what you're doing. But it didn't matter because the feds were still in command from the top and sicked a special unit of goons from the sheriff's department to attack peaceful demonstrators who were there legally and lawfully. The feds ordered the mayor to ban free speech. The police didn't violate the First Amendment, the Dallas PD, so they just had a hired group of miscreant feds attack us because they would follow illegal edicts. And it just comes down to those of us that are good in the system, outside the system, whether you're a private person or a government person, it doesn't matter whether you're black, whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're a woman, a man, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. You've got to realize we're all in this together with this global technocracy coming in that can scientifically game the stock market, the housing market, everything. Unless you're going to be a government worker or an engineer or a doctor, college is now worthless. Almost all the degrees are a total fraud, and they've known this for 20 years, folks. Everything is now a hoax. The whole society is a lie now. And they hope you don't figure that out until it's too late. I want prosperity. I want to have success for humanity because I realize I'm connected to everyone. I have goodwill. I believe you have goodwill. I believe together, if we warn people about what's happening, that it's not fear-mongering. A lot of people go, man, this is scary what you talk about. You're trying to scare people. As if I say this and it makes it come true. It's already there. It's already happening. I'm telling you what's going on desperately, like your house is on fire, shaking you, saying, wake up, get involved. We're losing our liberties. We're losing our freedoms. We know historically the road we're on. There's no doubt now. We need to turn back. The elite have gone insane like Caligula or Nero. Or Hitler, we have got to turn this around. But most cases in history, you don't turn it around until total collapse happens. And no one opposes corruption. No one opposes evil. And then evil just blooms like a cancer, a metastasizing infestation with spores of tyranny going into every facet of life and rotting everything out, and giant armies of corruption, unaccountable, above the law, spreading like a disease across the land, eating out our substance. He has created new offices and swarms of agents to go forth and eat out our substance, to read the Declaration of Independence. We are cursed, ladies and gentlemen. We are a cursed world now. And even if you don't believe in good and evil, in a spiritual realm, by cursed, you get rid of due process, you get rid of basic common sense, and you get rid of the incentive for people to be individuals and self-sufficient and strong, it is a law of nature that it produces absolute ignorance, slovenly behavior, dependence, and then gangsterism, and then collapse. But between the gangsterism and the collapse is an intermediate phase of evil turned loose, running absolutely wild. And we're now entering that phase. Where a woman's car drives and tumps over in a shallow pond, five guys pull over to help her, a cop pulls up, gets on his phone, and doesn't help anybody. And then the police defend that action. Or the railways are rotting. Worst rail system in the world. Not repaired in 50, 60 years. And then they're going to try to blame the conductor for the latest crash, as predicted. Even though the witnesses all said the track was wobbling and all messed up and there were rocks flying up, showing the rails went out. Because the system doesn't care. Why should they take the money to repair the railways and put it back into the rails when they can invest it in their cousin's company and then steal the money with a directorship down the road? That's how all this is done. Why would you fix anything when you've already used the stolen money to buy yourself a palace in Luxembourg or the Bahamas or Switzerland? Why? Why would you care if reactors are leaking? Why would you? See, they don't care anymore. They're dangerous. The government is bankrupt and is the enemy because it's the membrane through which the criminal networks are above the law and carry out their criminal operations. Let's go to your phone calls. Bruce in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide, Bruce, then Jeff.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, brother.
How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Anyway, my name's Bruce. I exist in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I'm originally from Jupiter, Florida. My family's been in that town since day one. And
you sound like the guy that says Motel 6 will keep the light on for you.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, like I said, my family's been there forever, and I know all the sheriffs and everything else, and we just don't, in, say, for instance, St. Lucie, Martin County, I don't see any of this stuff going on really here at all. Like, you know, the VA, you know, the place where the VA memorial stuff, they didn't even think about closing any of that kind of stuff down or nothing. And I know that these sheriffs here are not going to do this.
Well, I mean, we had the sheriff from Liberty County on from Florida who refused to keep a guy in jail for a legal gun he had. He chose to interpret the law the way it's written, that he had a right to have a gun in his car. And so they indicted him, but he beat it. So I know there's a lot of good people. That's what I'm saying. There's still a lot of good left in the world, but we've got to have the good grow and take over. The evil is growing right now.
But how can we get to, what is it, the 7 top people? Why can't we just get a band of people, of thousands or a million people, wherever this guy is at, and go get them?
Well, here's the deal. You got to have due process, and I appreciate your call. There's 7,000 top globalists, according to, I think he said 6,000 top globalists, according to Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group. I agree with that analysis. That's how many top gophers there are. Less than 20 families basically own most of the world now through fraud and through gangsterism. We have to identify these people. We have to identify how they've set up a fraudulent system where they're exempt from all the things they're doing to us, just like Congress is exempt from all the laws they pass. Rand Paul's introduced a bill to make Congress follow the laws they pass. That everyone should be for that. Instead, MSNBC is attacking Rand Paul. So that's the real discrimination. That's why they want us to fight over black and white all day, because meanwhile, they're discriminating against 99.9% of us. Let's go another caller here. Let's talk to Jeff in Washington. Jeff, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
I just wanted to let you know that here in Washington, we're trying to wake up and listen to you all the time. So,
well, God bless you, brother. Did you call in about solutions, or what's your take on what's happening in the world?
What I'm thinking is that good way to start is don't give them any money. I haven't filed taxes since '84 myself. I'm a self-employed, and don't give them any money. What are they going to do?
That's right. Act like an illegal alien. I run a big operation, so I can't do that. But for everybody else, do it at your own risk. But the risk of paying the enemy is even worse. They'll just print more money anyways. They literally admit the income tax is just to shut down the economy and keep it from, quote, overheating, a.k.a. growing. And so it's people's duty more and more to just get out of the system. I agree with you. God bless you. Great solution idea, Jeff. All right, I'm going to go quick to the calls when we come back. To Terry, John. Got a bunch of Johns. That was a slot machine up there. I'd be winning right now. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
They've had international polling groups in the last decade many times. It's been in the news. Poll folks inside Iran off record. And with people under 30, the number is as high as 75% do not like the mullahs that are in control in Tehran. And you have to remember, about half of the Iranian population is under the age of 30. They have a very young population. They've had a lot of children, a big population boom. And they end up getting Western culture, and they think it's something that's really sexy. And so they want to rebel. And our media says, well, that's an example of why the government should be overthrown, because 75% of the young people don't like them, and it's more than 60% of adults on average don't like it. So if you do the numbers, you're talking 65, 70% of folks in Iran don't like the government. And that means it's an illegitimate government. 70% don't like it, but it's still there. Now, Gallup poll for the last 4 or 5 years has been 11 and 10% back and forth congressional approval rating. Now, that's an illegitimate government. It's now 6%. And I know I'm making a big deal out of this, because it is a big deal. People say, call Congress, let them know we don't want this or that. They know you hate them. They know they're crooks on average. That's why they had Dianne Feinstein come out and say, we're spying on you without warrants. It's for your own good. Because they are a group of lawless crooks that are above the law. That woman was worth $1 million when she first went to Congress. And last time I heard, I saw the numbers in the news, it was $95 million to $120 million. And her husband's made billions as her front guy since she got into the Senate. And she's got armed bodyguards and owns a gun, but she wants your gun. She's a witch that wants her slaves disarmed. She's a gangster. She is one. Don't you get it, folks? They're stealing us blind. Of course robbers want... If a robber came in your house to home invade, what do? They tie you up. And they go, where's the money hidden? All we have is what's in the drawer. Shut up. And start, you know... That's what the government does. You don't pay all their illegitimate taxes, they'll come take your house. You resist, they'll send a SWAT team, and they will kill you. That's all the government is a bunch of crooks. They're illegitimate frauds who do not have the consent of the governed. In fact, we have the statistics up on Infowars.com in an excellent article I'm going to cover in the next segment. Three times as many Americans supported King George during the Revolutionary War than supported Congress today. And I should ask the listeners of the radio show, what do we do when the government's totally illegitimate? Well, some will say, oh, the answer is violent overthrow. They want that. Why do they want a violent confrontation? Because they think they've got a better chance of legitimizing their takeover and their purge and selling their propaganda. If they can have a revolt, then they can go to a Hunger Games model with their high-tech command cities and the rest of us with the resources cut off. That's why they've been so busy trying to deindustrialize us and shut down the small farms, because if we're dependent via the food, they've got us, even if we know they're crooks. This is basic military takeover. We don't want to go down that road. We want to take the states back, take the sheriffs back, then take the federal government back and re-upload the republic. That way we're not revolutionaries. The globalists are the revolutionaries. We're restorationists. We want the system that worked the best of any in history. See, they're saying the American system did this when they got us off the track into this system. We got to tell that story like our lives depend on it, because it does, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get Tea Party libertarians in, like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, into the House and Senate and into state houses. 2014 is everything. They're trying to get the borders totally open in 2014. They're trying to give driver's license to all the illegals to vote in 2014. The globalists are going to break this country once and for all and domesticate us in 2014. It's everything. It doesn't matter if Obama by fiat has legalized most of the illegals and is letting them vote, because if we can stop it in 2014, we can reverse all of that. And then export liberty to Mexico and other countries, not have the U.S. collapse into Mexico. The globalists are running around like a fire drill because they're on fire, folks. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. Even though it looks like we're losing all our freedom right now, we're in the battle, cool-headed, firing truth, 24/7, frontline war, folks. This is total war, and we're winning. And if I was a globalist, I would set off a nuke in Chicago or Dallas or L.A. If I was them, I'd stage a false flag and blame it on patriots right now. Of course, they're going to fail there as well. We've already exposed people to false flag. Now they're looking for it. And our people will be there running towards the danger to videotape what really happened. So go ahead. But I know they're getting ready to pull false flags. May just be attacks on shopping malls. Who knows? We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you're watching on TV at PrisonPlanet.tv, that is not a prop. I just came in here with a big steaming cup of coffee. I only had one cup of coffee this morning, so I deserve a noontime indulgence of my favorite coffee. That's why you can see my mug even has like marker doodling on it that somebody did. I didn't do that. Who doodled on my Infowars.com mug? But you notice that's steaming because I was actually drinking coffee during the break that just freshly got made. By the way, it got made right, too, where there's like 5-6 cups per deal. Somebody else like crams it in there. It was like 15 cups per deal. And you know, literally you could tar the streets with whoever's making it that strong around here at the Infowars.com studios. But that reminded me to do a plug here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to shoot a TV commercial about this today because I really am excited about this. I like to fund our operation with high-quality products at very low prices or reasonable prices. And I've been drinking a particular coffee for more than 14 years. My girlfriend introduced me to, now my wife. And I like Guatemalan coffee before. Well, this is from southern Mexico in Chiapas in the same mountains, but even higher. And it is even better. And I had a deal about 2 years ago, and then they couldn't get enough of it directly from the farmers. So I ended up going through a co-op in Colorado that gets it directly from the Chiapas farmers. So most of the cost goes directly to them. Then we have it hand roasted in Colorado. And it's Wake Up America Arabica blend, shade grown, high mountain. And it is, in my humble opinion, the best coffee out there. I mean, sometimes you'll drink coffee at a restaurant. And you're like, that's good coffee. But that's rare, isn't it? Even nice restaurants, it's like, why does your coffee taste like sour rodent urine? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what I'm thinking here. This coffee tastes really good, and your purchase at Wake Up America Immune Support, 100% organic Arabica beans, and it's a blend. There was like 14 different blends you could get from these Chiapan folks, and we all tried them out, and the whole office pretty much agreed on a certain blend of 4 different beans. And it's a medium roast, very potent, ladies and gentlemen. And notice the lady hand roasting them there is wearing an Infowars.com shirt, and there's a sticker on it. They didn't do that just for us. They're actually listeners there. So there it is up in Boulder, outside Boulder, in the mountains where they roast it. It's available at InfowarsLife.com or InfowarsStore.com, and it's the second product in the Infowars Life line. The incredibly high-quality Atomic Nation iodine has done amazing things for my mental clarity and health. And according to Dr. Group and others, just does such good work for the thyroid. You've got Fox News reporting this giant radioactive wave of debris that's taken 2.5 years to get here is set to hit early next year. More than ever, it's time to protect your thyroid with the Nation Iodine Survival Shield. InfowarsLife.com. But I'm telling you, we've got deals. The same stuff, and I'm glad my other deal fell through, the same coffee from the same place by the leading competitor, who are great folks, by the way, is about 30% more. The first brand I found of this is about 45% more per pound. So we're also giving this to you at a very reasonable price. And we got to have some profit to run the operation. And we've got big discounts where you can get 2 bags of each kind that we've got. We've got it infused for immune system support with these very special form of mushrooms, that's all the rage, and that all my expert associates told me is the way to go. Folks really like that as well. That's $19 a pound. It's $17 a pound for the regular stuff that we've got. That is really amazing first-rate coffee. So InfowarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And I told you this Nation Iodine was special. All you've heard is rave reviews. All you've read online are rave reviews. I've never had nothing but positive reviews. People can complain about anything. This coffee, it's my favorite coffee. Maybe you're not going to like it. In fact, I like it better than the previous brand that's from the exact same region. Oh, man, that's good. And that's so good. There's no sugar in that. Just a little bit of cream. Natural cream, by the way, that we get from local farmers outside San Antonio. We are terrorists. You have to buy it in alleyways. And then I've got the evil Mexican coffee because I'm racist. So there you go. And it really helps the great Mexican farmers down there that are standing up to their criminal government. So it's always about rebellion against tyranny. InfowarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The new Wake Up America coffee, Jones for it. And it's got just a slight political 1776 message on the back. Makes a great Christmas gift or a holiday gift. And then you support the InfoWar. And I cannot thank those of you out there that buy the t-shirts, the books, the videos, the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. because without you, we couldn't be doing all this. And imagine the world today without InfoWars and my great reporters and writers and the whole team. I can sit back, because different strokes for different folks, and hear a very level-headed, calm David Knight host the show, and it's more listenable and better show, I think, than when I do it. Now, ratings don't show that. People like me more, but the point is that they're getting to where they like David Knight as much as they like me, and that's my goal, is to find a bunch of patriots who aren't mentally ill, who love liberty, who I can then put on a big platform to fight the New World Order. I'm trying to recruit an army here to fight tyranny, folks, not be some dandy patriot leader who's in competition with other people. That's why I bring all these other activists and people on, and 8 times out of 10, they try to stab us in the back because they're mentally ill. There is a spirit of mental illness and backstabbing going on out there, and I rebuke it. I want to beat the New World Order. I don't want them to keep poisoning the water with fluoride. I don't want them to continue devaluing our dollar, shipping our jobs overseas, literally shutting down our power plants, putting in regulations where it's impossible for farmers to survive. We have a hobby farm, as it's called. If we didn't have a hobby farm with cattle and stuff on it, we wouldn't be able to pay the property taxes on the little piece of land we have left from huge tracts of land my ancestors bought from Mexico and then reconquered when Mexico tried to take it back because they had a dictator. I've been conquered by bureaucracy, and you know, I've had my dad told, the IRS goes, well, now we've changed the rules, the regulations. We don't let you have a farm that loses money. But we run it so that we have the ag exemption. Well, you got to make your cows and stuff make money. But it's impossible to make money. We lose money, but not as much with this. And they go, exactly, sell your property, scum. Just nothing but curses from these people. Nothing but disease from this filthy, murdering, scumbag government that's done nothing but hurt my family my entire life. Some of the stories I'm not even allowed to tell on air. You scum, you degenerate plague that has told us how great you are. You are the plague. I got a bunch of news. Let's go to your calls. Terry in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I have a question for you. I read on the internet the other day about something called a QSIP number. And I looked at my Social Security card to see what they were talking about. And sure enough, on the back of my card, I have a red number with a D in front of it. Have you ever heard of that before?
Well, they've got everything under prefixes and everything in subgroups. It's all about the system discriminating against people. The next move is they're going to exempt the entire governing class from tracking, from tracing, and from persecution. So that's the next shoe to drop. What were you told that number's for?
Well, the thing that I was reading on the internet said that that number is what they use as a straw man. Whenever a person, for example, goes into prison, they will take that number. It's actually used by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Sure, ma'am. You know what's happened with all the callers? Everybody's going to speakerphones. And I mean, it just, we don't even understand you when you're on speakerphone.
Okay, is this better?
Oh, it's night and day, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, the QSIP number, they say, is used by the Securities and Exchange Commission to invest money in the stock market. So if you're a prisoner in prison, I'm not sure this is really true anymore, but at one time I thought that you're in prison, you're not really considered.
No. There's a lot of patriot mythology, but it is true that the people of nations are seen as collateral on international debt and are signed over as, quote, human resources to the collective. And I used to think this wasn't true until I actually found international law on it. They do take your Social Security number. That's why they pressure you to get it at birth now. And the birth certificate, and it is bonded and sold. And then prisoners in these private prisons are bonded into derivatives. And then derivatives are sold on the larger the prison population is. In New Mexico and other states passed laws guaranteeing they would keep a certain number of people in prisons if more prisons were built in the states. So the prison companies actually lobby to have minimum sentences on nonviolent folks, And they actually want violent offenders released because they go out and cause mischief, and so the public begs for more cops. But the nonviolent is the premium slave. And so they didn't get rid of slavery in 1866 or 1868 in the South or whatever. It's back under a new guise. The government ships in the drugs. The private banks launder the money. If they catch you with their product, they then put you in a slave dungeon building stuff for 25 cents an hour to then lower everyone's wages. And the good old boys then all say, make the prisoners work. Those lazy prisoners, they've got hot tubs and cable. And that's actually not true. It's all propaganda so that you're now competing with 4.5 million people in prison, 10 million on work release, working at slave labor level. So that's 14.5 million slaves in America working for 25 cents an hour. Now, what do you think that's going to do to the wages?
Well, you know what? This just blew my mind when I was like, this can't be real. It's not exactly your Social Security number, though, that they're using. It's that number on the back of your Social Security card. And then they say, if you put your name in all capital letters, that's the straw man identity. In other words, your identity on your driver's license.
Sure, sure. And ma'am, that's where the patriot mythology comes in. People go into court with all that. The courts don't even know what you're talking about. It is true in corporate documents and in legalese and Black's Law that is, some of that is real law, but most of it is theater. And then the people promoting it never promote other ways to legally and lawfully defend yourself in court, and it's very unsuccessful on average. Thank you so much for the call, Terry. But a lot of it's real, a lot of it isn't real. Here's an article right here. What does the red number on the back of a Social Security card mean? There's really no mystery of the number on the back of the Social Security card. When the blank cards are printed, they all must be accounted for. So the number located on the back of your Social Security card is actually a random number that has nothing to do with who you are and where your card was issued. This number is primarily used for control of cards after they have been printed, but before they have been imprinted with a Social Security number. And that's what LostCard.com is claiming. I don't know if that's true. I'll have to look into it. It's the Social Security number itself that is... Now, notice, until just a few years ago, it said that it is unlawful to use this card for anything but Social Security. And it's still on the books that it's illegal, but they make you use it for everything. Again, because they promised you they would never use it for anything but Social Security. And really, of course, it's a national ID. Okay, let's go to John in Illinois. Thanks for holding, John. You're on the air.
Alex, the other week you mentioned Albert Speer's memoir, Inside the Third Reich. I read that when I was in high school when it was first published in the early 1970s. Made a deep impression on me, and I was just rereading it when you mentioned it. I had just about finished it. I gleaned a lot more out of it, but I urge all of your readers, if they have a mind to do it, to take that book out of the library, read it, and note the eerie similarities between what was going on inside the Third Reich and the Obama regime. It's just uncanny.
And by the way, people are so dumb now. They think that just buying a book about the Nazis means you're a Nazi. I've had it happen repeatedly where I'm buying a book on Nazis, and the person asks me, why are you buying this, and thinks they've found an evil demon. This is the secret police nature of the average trendy out there, especially when I bought Mein Kampf, written by Adolf Hitler. It was a big orange-covered one with Hitler on the cover, and they freaked out at the bookstore when I bought that at the mall. I think I was about 15 years old. But, yeah, you're talking about the quote about you don't recognize it's the devil when he's got his arm around your shoulder. Is that what you were talking about?
That quote, but there's so much more in the book, too, that the similarity is so eerie. And plus, he may not have invented the term technocrat, Speer, but he certainly popularized it, and he was warning all throughout the book, you cannot let technocrats get in control, because you're
No. He was the head of the entire Reich's armament division. He was second in command at the end of the Reich after Himmler had been turned himself in and been executed secretly. They claimed it was suicide. And he was running the whole show, and it was a technocracy. And their plan was Hitler was going to conquer the world and say he was everybody's friend, then start poisoning the food and water. And they called it a technocracy. Well, that's what we're under. Hitler's plan was from England, and from IBM in the U.S. and the Rockefellers. This is all declassified. See, that's why I'm so frustrated, is that MSNBC calls me deeply racist because I call for unity, and they say I'm behind the Boston bombing. People say, well, why don't you sue them? They're government-funded, folks. That won't hurt them. They'll just pay out the million-dollar settlement. I could probably win, my lawyer says. The issue is we're now down to absolute full warfare with these people. And, of course, we're exposing their technocrat program. It is a Nazi program to put fluoride in the water. That's in Rise and Fall of the Third Reich that won the Pulitzer Prize. That was in the Nuremberg trials. But, see, you've read that. Folks out there will just say that we're conspiracy theorists. That's how they intellectually feel superior. Go ahead and make your points.
Okay. Also, another thing. I know you're getting better at this, but when you have a guest on, your mind's going a million miles an hour, and you keep interrupting them, I know you're getting better at not doing that, but I just wanted to work on that some more. And I wanted to always ask you this question about the Legionnaires' disease that broke out in like 1976 or so in Philadelphia. Was that a government-run experiment, do you think? Do you know anything about that, or was that...
Yes. I've forgotten more about the stuff than most people will know, but... most of the experts I've talked to, medical doctors and others, they believe that was a bioweapons test. We know that the Lyme disease was produced at Plum Island off New York by a Nazi scientist. That's actually been partially declassified. HIV was created by the Navy. We even know the name of the weapon program in the mid-70s. Absolutely. I appreciate your call. By the way, what I do is I interrupt in an obnoxious way because I don't put on an act and do it properly. If you watch Fox News or CNN, they interrupt about every 25 seconds. I interrupt, I've timed it about every 2 minutes or so. I will just go, Plus, audio isn't loud to a lot of my guests, so they don't hear me when I'm trying to nicely interrupt. But hey, it is what it is. All right, I've been taking your phone calls. I haven't gotten into the big stacks of news yet on the science and technology front, on even the mainstream corporate media admitting that Obama is basically a tyrant. But see, he's their tyrant. He's the establishment's tyrant. Now that he's a lame duck, they want to blame it all on Obama so they can have a new reincarnation of their tyranny under somebody like Chris Christie. No! We're going to identify the foreign banks that are doing this and converting our country and every other country into authoritarian nightmares. We're going to point out the authors of all of this. And yes, we'll bring Obama to justice if we're able to. Yes, we're going to push for the impeachment of the Attorney General. But they're only front men, high-level managers of this sector of the New World Order. Let's go to John in New York. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to add on real quick what you were saying earlier about the prisons being basically slave labor. And what I want to say is, like, that's a company called Unicorp, and not a lot of people talk about that. And it's a private stock option that judges and prosecutors and politicians get. So when they're passing new laws to put you in jail longer, or you go in front of the judge, he's looking at you like 25 years free labor.
That's right. There are some good judges, but then they get politically removed or targeted or blackmailed. Many of these judges, I mean, look at what the government's doing. The government has a 6% approval rating, and the government is demonizing anybody that brings the Constitution up in court. This country has cancer. I just hope that we can get rid of the New World Order without them causing World War III. Anything else?
Are these people going to be, how to bring them to justice? I don't think it's going to ever happen because all the power brokers, they're all in on it. They're all getting rich off it. You know, they not only do they get rich, they get inside information on how, like, knowledge of the pyramid builders, how the universe works, and it's either go along with it or feel the full wrath of the government, the media, the IRS. Have your family threatened, so
No, that's it. I appreciate your call, John. The economy has been stolen by insiders. But no one ever discusses that form of discrimination against the taxpayer. It's all about black on white all day long to keep us divided while they rob us seven ways to Sunday. John in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is John from Michigan.
Yes.
What I want to talk to you about is I've been a convenience store owner since 1971. And I wanted to talk to you about the minimum wage. And I think that you and I can agree that the Federal Reserve is probably the main problem in this country with the printing of money and the...
Yeah, that's right. They devalue it, but then want to make you raise the minimum wage, which just means people will hire less folks because there's not just the minimum wage. There's all the FICA and all the fees and all the insurance and all the unemployment insurance and all the other things. So an employee getting $8 an hour is really getting like $15 an hour. They just don't know that regulatorily they are.
I think we can both agree that the manufacturing base of this country is being destroyed, right?
That's a public plan, yes.
And we can also agree that most of the new jobs that Obama is creating are minimum wage jobs.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. About 70%, they figure. And I've made a video that describes what happens to the minimum wage over since 1971 till today. And actually, the people that are supposedly being helped by minimum wage are actually being hurt by it the most. Because
I'll tell you what, tell us the name of your video, then I'll come back to you. What's the name of it?
Okay, it's on reportusa.com. If you go to the special projects section and watch.
Now, the best way to find a video is just tell us the name of it. We'll be back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls right now. I've got to get to a bunch of audio, video clips we're going to play and a ton of news coming up the next segment. But we're talking to John and others right now. And then after I cover some news, I'll go back to Mike and Chris and Matt and Chris and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers is 800-259-9231. But a lot of times people call in wanting to give out a website address, and they'll go http://, and then the whole, it's best to just give out the name of the site. People can just put it in a search engine. Or if you've got a video name, don't say where it's at. Tell us the name of the video. That's the way to search it, because then, and I'm not criticizing John, I want to see his video. I want him to plug it on air. So folks can find out, what he has to do as a citizen journalist. So tell us the name of the video explaining minimum wage. We actually found it. And of course it is on YouTube, minimum wage, a price fixing scheme. And then your video, breaks down, I guess, in 9 minutes, 7 seconds, your take as a business owner on it. And this is the answer to the tyrants. Everyone becoming media, everyone who loves liberty, putting out YouTubes, putting out audio blogs, putting out a local newsletter, doing an access show, calling into local talk radio, going and getting your own time on local talk radio. If you're well-spoken, they'll pay you to go on. If not, just pay for an hour once a week, get a few sponsors. All of us resisting, all of us speaking out, we have the enemy on the run. They're down to 6% approval rating right now. Now Americans know that foreign banks have occupied Congress. Now the beginning of the end is here. Let me tell you, I've never heard of a government with a 6% approval rating. I mean, this is Ceausescu had about a 15% in Romania. So we are devastating them right now. We're on the march, they're on the run. But real quick, John, explain what's really going on with the minimum wage.
Well, what I try to show in the video with the minimum wage, and I compare it to a Snicker bar. In 1971, the minimum wage was $1.60, and a Snicker bar in the largest convenience store chain in America was selling Snickers bars for 7 cents. And that meant that a minimum wage worker could buy 22 Snicker bars for 1 hour of work. Today, the minimum wage is $7.25, and the largest convenience store chain in the world is selling Snickers bars for $1.29. That means a minimum wage worker can only buy 5 Snicker bars for 1 hour of work. So what I'm saying is that the minimum wage is really a price-fixing scheme and should be done away with, because it doesn't allow wages to rise with a free market. I think whenever government interrupts free markets, bad things happen for almost everybody.
That's right, and it creates an illusion of, oh, look, you know, we're fixing your wages like in the Soviet Union, but actually it's hiding the fact that it isn't about what the wage is that somebody's paid, especially when you're competing with illegal aliens and slave labor in the prisons and all the rest of it. But now you're actually competing with a devalued dollar. I use the example of this. My kids like to go to Mr. Gaddy's. It's OK Pizza. They have a nice buffet. And you go in there, there's a lot of working class people eating in this pizza chain that's all over Texas. It started outside Austin. And yesterday at about 2:30, I'm driving into work. I'm hungry. I pull in. Hadn't been in there in years to eat by myself. I've been in there to pick up pizzas, but not to eat the buffet. And it was like $9.50-something for the buffet. And it used to be like $5. And I said, when did that change? Oh, a couple years ago. And we can barely make money at that. Folks, the inflation is out of control on so many fronts. But we put your video up on screen. Looks interesting, brother. And maybe we'll watch it. And if it seems like it's accurate, maybe we'll play it on the nightly news or something. We're going to start having a feature where the nightly news ends in 30 minutes. But then some stations are going to want to carry more. We're going to have like citizen-produced stuff, longer reports, you name it, for the next 30 minutes on the InfoWars nightly news at 7 o'clock Central every weeknight at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we are continuing to take your phone calls here today. But basically, we're just continuing to chronicle and warn the world that the United States has been seized by absolutely oppressive criminal corporations that are anti-free market and have established an imperious and arrogant governing system that by every historical measurement is an open, oppressive, slimy mafia government with weaponized media trying to create a gangster culture where the general public thinks it's cool to be corrupt and thuggish so that everyone goes along with the takeover. And America is refusing that. America overall are hardworking, smart people that have just been putting their head down and trying to move forward, but they now realize they can't do that anymore. They're going to have to get very active and very aggressive. You got a lot of patriots, too, that are awake, but they're just like the general public. They're kind of in a relaxed trance. They're somewhat awake, but still at a physical level. They're like, yeah, what are we going to do? Yeah, because everybody watches so much television. Everybody is like spectators now, raised on computer screens. They have literally hundreds of big studies that are out. Every week you see one saying that under two-year-olds that look at television any amount of time or iPads literally have massive IQ reduction and won't even be able to form relationships with adults. Well, look at kids the last 10 years raised on computers and now iPads the last 5 years. These children literally can't talk. You can call it whatever you want. You can say it's a plan because they knew what was going on with this decades ago. The point is it's happened. We are going into societal hell. There's CBS News. Doctors raise red flag. Young children should avoid using tablets. And I'm not up here being negative. People say, why don't you be more positive? There's a lot of good stuff in the world. Yeah, we have to point out what's good from bad to be able to differentiate. You know, they're now calling it conspiracy theory to not like big government. Now having an opinion about the First Amendment is a conspiracy theory. They've now expanded that out to where being able to form a thought is treason. Being able to have common sense is the ultimate crime, just as Winston Smith finally discovers, working in the Ministry of Truth, really the Ministry of Lies, the Ministry of Propaganda. That character is a composite of himself and others working at the BBC. And Winston discovers that the governments are attacking each other really as a way to suppress their own population. And Winston figures out that really there's a planetary government launching missiles at itself, and that the missiles falling on London, Airstrip 1, are really being fired by the same government overseas. Very sophisticated book. I can only read that book now and understand it. And I'm just like, whoa, this guy was total MI6, which he was on record. High-level British spy, high-level psych warfare, who totally freaked out, ran to the coast off Scotland, wrote the book in 1947, published it in 1948, and died. Probably was killed. Poisoned. They claim he died of tuberculosis. Eric Blair comes from a very prestigious, intellectual British family. Yes, George Orwell was a pen name, ladies and gentlemen. He'd been a member of the secret police first in India, his family imperial enforcers. Then he decided to fight that, joined the communists, fought in the Spanish Civil War against the Nazis, then fought against the Nazis in the BBC and propaganda, and then discovered that the British had actually funded the Nazis. And that's what 1984 is about, and it's a repudiation against English socialism as actually a tyranny against humanity. The ultimate liberal, Eric Blair. And liberals read that today who are really authoritarians. And Hillary Clinton says it's her favorite book and that she's basically using it as an instruction manual. The book begins with a black helicopter flying around looking through people's windows with a scanner. There's microphones hidden in the trees. Casual sex is encouraged, but marriage is being eradicated. And children are basically minions of the state. Everything we're going under. Because Orwell had been an imperial soldier. He'd been a communist commissar. He'd been a BBC MI6 operative. And he figured out, oh my gosh, the English socialists are running it all from the catbird seat of the Fabian socialists, whose symbol is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Gee, what you think they're telling you there? With the full power of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha Transylvanian German royalty behind him. That's hardcore. Hardcore. I can't even read 1984 now. It freaks me out. Every page is encoded data on how they operate from an inner party member publishing that as fiction to warn everybody. Even in the... He's given by O'Brien, he thinks the rebellion's given it to him, a book of how the party really works and how it's really evil. And the book's actually true. But the book was to see if Winston would decide to want to join the inner party and thought evil was good and trampling and being trampled was good, or whether he'd fight it, and he decided to fight it, and so he was tortured until he loved Big Brother. Because they wanted his soul. George Orwell was shot through the neck, went through his spine. He survived in combat against the Nazis in Spain in 1937. Very interesting guy. I've read all his essays, all his books. Most of his work is nonfiction. He was a socialist that was classy enough to find out it was all a big scam and warn everybody. George Orwell is a hero, ladies and gentlemen. I said I'd cover news. It's just I start thinking about all this. And I mean, how would anybody want to be part of this system? I mean, this thing is really bad, really evil. I mean, do you like to like pull up randomly on the street and shoot a little kid in the head? Because if you don't like doing stuff like that, you don't want to be with the New World Order. If you like death and destruction and a boot stomping on the human face forever and dishonor and people being betrayed and the family being destroyed, then this is for you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that's enough. I've procrastinated enough. Let me tell you about some important information, and I'm going to get right to these stacks of news and your phone calls by the bottom of the hour. We only do this in December into January every year. We usually start it in November. We've been so busy we forgot to do it. If you go to prisonplanet.tv, all of my films are there. A bunch of other people's films in high def they've authorized us to post. The nightly news live or taped when it's taped to air. My live events. Commercial-free audio and video archives. And most importantly, it supports the broadcast and allows you to wake up others. PrisonPlanet.tv has been 10-plus years operating. Now it's really first-rate with our great crew and everything. It's on Roku, it's on Boxy, it's on a bunch of other systems, if you're a member. It's $5.95 a month, but if you want to sign up for a year, it's usually $54.95. It's $39.95. You get 5-plus months off the regular price because you usually get a couple months off when you sign up for a year off the monthly price. You get a couple more months free when you sign up every December. So you get for the next year 5 months off the regular price is what it comes out to. 5 months off the regular price, 5 months free at prisonplanet.tv. And folks, my goal is just to pay for the bandwidth and pay for the crew and the cameras and the equipment. And we're able to do that. So I've got it turned up and the servers have been working great. Great job to the crew to where 11 people can use the same username and passcode to log in with your code. So create an original code that's only for PrisonPlanet.tv, and they can't see your other information with it, and give it to friends and family and say, hey, here's your e-card with your username and passcode to this great subscription site with all these films and this live, real media. You know about state-run media. You know about propaganda. Well, here's the truth. Check this out. And then if you go in and log in one day at, say, 7 o'clock to see the news live when it's going out, and you go to the site and you can't log in, jump for joy, because that means 11 people are logged in simultaneously and you can't get in until somebody else gets out. In fact, the bandwidth's been working so good, I may have them turn it up to 20 people can use each membership. All I want is to reach new people. YouTube, everybody else censors us. They can't censor our own channel. That's why we have it. Be part of the revolution against tyranny this Christmas and holiday season. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. And, of course, for the radio show, it's also simulcast there, but we also have a feed that we think we can keep doing. It's kind of bankrupting me, but whatever. We have Infowars.com/show, where you can, for everybody can go see the free video feed of the daytime show, but the nighttime show is subscription, and it's all there on PrisonPlanet.tv. Our InfowarsNews.com will also take you there, and we're fighting the Prison Planet, fighting for liberty with this channel. This is your war bonds when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. But I'm telling you, you can do all your Christmas shopping right now for your family. You can literally go and get two or three memberships for $5.95 a month, or get them for even less if you buy yearly memberships. And then create an easy-to-remember username and passcode. And then in an e-card or in a physical card, say, here's your subscription news site with some amazing films and special reports, 18 years of material. This is 11 years it's been up and running. Technically, I said 10. 11 years. And here it is, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. It's forbidden info. And then you're done. You've done what you needed to. You've tried to wake them up. Some of them will end up using the membership and becoming enlightened to what's happening. And download stuff off the site.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's get into the news that's breaking right now up at Infowars.com. The fix is in. Obamacare website still doesn't work. Sign-up figures are 85% short of the two-month target, and that's off their own numbers. Polling people who believe they signed up. I mean, you're talking to idiot Obama supporters that really think that they signed up and are about to get free health care, and they're showing up at hospitals saying, I'm here for the free health care. I mean, I shouldn't laugh, but it's just really sad, folks. Continuing, expert says Amazon drones will crash into people. I think we should add a video that John Bound just produced for the Nightly News to that article by Paul Watson that's up on Infowars.com. Because imagine, they're saying they're going to have drones that will be flying around everywhere to deliver you your packages within 30 minutes. I mean, talk about sci-fi joke, ladies and gentlemen. And again, the insurance companies are already saying they're going to pressure everybody to go to robots as drivers, because you won't be able to afford the insurance as a human driving, showing the robots is safer. This is how we're being enslaved. We have to decide that we don't want to live in a civilization like this. We want to remain free and say no to the nanny state. Continuing, get ready to pay more online. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. Supremes refuse to hear internet tax case. That's big. DHS Googling travelers before they enter the U.S. Yeah, that's because it's really an NSA database, but they can claim they're not breaking the law by doing it. Also, again, we already aired this, but it's big. Reporter tells MSNBC, Obama administration most hostile to the media in U.S. history. Well, that sounds racist. Criticism of the Fuhrer is racist. Canadian police arrest a man for photographing cop car as daughter records chilling scene. That video's up on Infowars.com. And, of course, the big news that I've been mentioning over and over and over again, that is just so incredibly important. Three times as many Americans supported King George during Revolutionary War than support Congress today. And you can officially say, you know, when is the government illegitimate? When it has 0% support? I mean, will it take 0% or maybe 0.5% support until we admit that the government is a tyranny by every yardstick? That is the question. Now, getting into other news here that I have in the stack. Nobel Prize economist warns of U.S. stock market bubble. An American who won this year's Nobel Prize for Economics believes sharp rises in equity and property prices could lead to a dangerous financial bubble and may end badly, he told a German magazine. Robert Shiller, who won the esteemed award with two other Americans for research into market prices and asset bubbles, pinpointed the U.S. stock market and Brazilian property market as areas of concern. Folks, that's like saying an elephant, if you were in a small cage with it, might sit on you. It's like saying don't jump in a shark tank or something with starving great white sharks or something. Don't stick your hand on a rattlesnake hole. I mean, I love how they announce the obvious. The stock market is only up at 15,000 points or whatever in the Dow Jones because of devalued dollar. And because you can't get an investment of interest because of dollar devaluation in banks, you've got to go to the stock market. Period. Of course it's a giant, not even speculative, bubble. It's the worst place to invest of a long list of things that are even worse. There's an economic collapse blog article on Infowars.com I want to cover. 15 signs that we are near the peak of an absolutely massive stock market bubble. It mentions Bob Shiller, the Nobel Prize winner, saying we're in trouble. The total amount of number two of the margin debt has risen 50% since 2012 and is now at the highest level ever recorded. The last two times that margin debt skyrocketed like this were just before the busting of the dot-com bubble in 2000 and just before the financial crisis of 08. Number three, since the bottom of the market in 09, the Dow has jumped 143% and the S&P 500 is now 165% and the NASDAQ has risen an astounding 213%. This does not reflect economic reality in any way, shape, or form. No, it's totally gamed, folks, and the yuppies still think everything's okay. Man, you're in for a rude awakening. And when they plunge the stock market, the yuppies will say, have property taxes federally, which they already have set up under Obamacare, have national sales taxes, take the middle class money, do whatever you can, save my $1 million in the stock market, which is basically imaginary money you're never going to get. And because of that imaginary golden egg, you're going to run right off the cliff. Market research firm TribTab says the S&P 500 is very overpriced right now. That's another understatement. Five, Mark Faber recently told CNBC, we are in a gigantic speculative bubble. Number six, the United States Google searches for the term stock bubble are at the highest level that we've seen since November 2007, just before the last stock market crash. That's why all the rats are leaving the sinking ship that is the trendy god Obama, even Kanye West, because they're going to blame it all on him.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Which, by the way, is not
Alex Jones
good enough.
And the GCN,
you
got to
blame the whole
Network.
System.
Did
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, you heard it here first from Gerald Celente, Max Keiser, Mark Faber, Jim Rogers, Ron Paul, who's a great economist in his own right, and Peter Schiff. The list goes on and on. You know, you've heard it broken down over and over again at the middle of next year. Every number they look at, there's no way to stop massive acceleration in dollar devaluation. And we've been warning you of this for several years, but it's been building towards a crescendo. 2014 is going to be like nothing we've ever seen. The Christmas season will keep things going for a while. And again, even though this is a fiat fraudulent system, I don't want to see it come down. Because we'll see the very people that have engineered it grandstanding that they're going to fix everything. And then using the crisis to get even more power. That's why FEMA ordered the police to stand down, shut down aid coming in from the other states and counties and cities. Well, so they would then get double the funding the next year out of their screw up. The old system in any government is if the government screws up, you remove it, you fire whoever screwed up. That way there's an incentive to not screw up. Now you get rewarded when the terrorists get through and attack you because you're really behind it and want to take power. You're really behind Al-Qaeda if you're the globalist. And so they're like passing the hand grenade around politically of derivatives and of just thousands of times fake debt that we could ever pay back. $1.5 quadrillion is a very, very conservative number. Our real debt, $17 trillion, to give you an idea. It's all about, oh, you owe money. That's why you've got to bail out the banks. Even in 2008, they had to admit, no, it's derivatives, and it'll bring down the whole economy if we don't bail out these mainly foreign and offshore banks. Since then, though, they started creeping in going, yeah, you lazy Americans, you owe, $10 trillion, and Obama's going to fix it. Now it's $17 trillion. Yeah, he cut the deficit in half. That's why he increased it by $7 trillion. And it's a big debt, isn't it? Yeah, you owe it all. And meanwhile, $48 trillion of tax money has been given to these foreign banks. They got so much money, they won't loan it because they don't even need your money anymore. They don't even do fractional reserve banking anymore, where a bank has a dollar and loans out 10. In fact, under this system, they've gone into the regional and local banks that are actually keeping America going. I'm not romanticizing them, but they are angels compared to the private Federal Reserve holders, the six big banks, really five now. And they're going in and the feds aren't letting local banks fractional reserve anymore. They're going, you're not allowed to loan out $10 for every dollar you got. They're like, that's how we've always done it. That's how we operate. Why do we? Nope. But you've got unlimited trillions. That's the way it works, suckers. And you're going to go under or sell out to us. And you think the dumb public's ever going to figure that out? And the public doesn't understand what I'm talking about. The mainline public doesn't know what fractional reserve banking is. They don't know what derivatives and credit default swaps are. They don't know what any of this stuff is. They have no idea what technocracy is. They have no idea what we're going under or how predatory it is. They're busy worried about Kim Kardashian. Have you seen the new Kim Kardashian card? The new Christmas card. They put her out as the image of the sex symbol, and they tell women, this is what you must look like to be successful, and this is what you must do to be successful. Totally manufactured by the system, totally put out there to then sell you with the commercials all their fraud, and it shows Illuminati symbolism all over it with the all-seeing eyes and the little pyramids everywhere, and they're goddesses because they're into hip-hop. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, people believe the top of the pyramid is hip-hop and is Kanye West or any of these other people when the New World Order is literally laughing at Madonna, laughing at Kim Kardashian, laughing. These people mean nothing. Nothing. They are literally pop nothings. The minute they try to do good, they would be destroyed. They have been chosen because they vapidly love the Illuminati, love Satanism, love the occult, and actually believe that they're part of it. They are the worm on the end of the hook for the little fish. That's it. Absolutely empty people whose lives you know are going to end badly. All these people that sell out to evil lead cursed lives. And of course, they're just one level of it. You've got all the other pop music singers who say that their sexual organs are possessed by demons and they're demon-possessed and they wear people's teeth around their necks and little tweeny girls learn about how they need to worship Satan. So the big pickup line to pick up, teenage girls is, have sex with me and I'll put you in the Illuminati. I mean, just absolutely loving all of this. To where the Antichrist could rise up and tell people, Kim Kardashian says sacrifice your babies, and young girls would take their child and strangle them. I'm telling you, folks, this is the type of just mindlessness, literally believing the hype, believing that they'll be fulfilled by the vapid system. All right, I want to go to your phone calls, but let me hurry through some of the other news here. I didn't finish up with what's happening with the 15 signs that the stock market's about to implode. Mark Faber recently told CNBC that we are in a gigantic speculative bubble. That's a quote. In the United States, Google searches for the term stock bubble are at the highest level we've seen since November 2007, right before the implosion. Price to earnings ratios are very high right now. According to CNBC, Pinterest is currently valued at $3 billion, even though it has never earned a profit. Number nine, Twitter is a seven-year-old company and has never made a profit. It actually lost $64.6 million last quarter, but according to the financial markets, it is currently worth $22 billion. Right now, Facebook is trading at a valuation that is equivalent to approximately 100 years of earnings and is currently supposed to be worth $1.15 billion, and is really a CIA front, I would add. Number 11, Howard Marks of Oak Tree Capital recently stated that he believes the markets are riskier than at any time since the depths of the 2008 crisis. Number 12, as Graham Summers recently noted, retail investors are buying stocks at a level not seen since the peak of the dot-com bubble in 2000. David Stockman, a former director of the Office of Management and Budget under President Ronald Reagan, believes that the financial bubble is going to end very badly. 14, Bob Janjuna of Nomaru Securities believes that this year could be, quote, 25 to 50% sell-off in global stock market over the next couple of years. And that'd be okay if they won't use the fear of the event to get a bunch of other garbage passed. The very people that engineered this, according to Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge, the U.S. stock market is repeating a pattern that we have seen many times before. According to him, we are experiencing a well-defined syndrome, speculative market peaks, including exhaustively 29, 72, 87, 2000, 07, 11, before a market loss of 20% that was truncated by investor faith in a new round of monetary easing. That's right, folks. They can't pump this up forever, and it will finally go into a terminal spiral, and all the indicators are lining up for that to happen. And they'll try to get us into a big war to distract during that whole situation. You know, there's no way to cover all this. My stacks are all confused. Let me just start reading headlines here. Some of it old, some of it new. That report's up on Infowars.com. Reporter tells MSNBC Obama administration most hostile to media in U.S. history. DHS Googling travelers before they enter the U.S. Amazon unveils plans for deliveries by drone. Let's go ahead and play that report that John Bound just filed for the Infowars Nightly News, but I'm going to air it here and premiere it here instead, where he breaks it down. And now Paul Watson has another article out on Infowars.com pointing out that experts are saying this is going to cause all sorts of air crashes everywhere. Their answer will be simply not letting you have any radio-controlled devices. Only Amazon can. And it's also come out that Amazon is really headquartered with the NSA and the CIA as well. Of course, it's all weaponized culture, weaponized companies to shut down all other competition militarily through monopolies and through unfair trade practices. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Amazon to fill our skies with drones within 5 years.
What's not to love? You order the groceries online and we deliver them to your door.
That's right. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos wants to feed America's need for instant gratification by accelerating the slippery slope of conditioning to accept drones as a way of life. He envisions a future where Amazon drones are whizzing by each other to get products to people in a half hour that may have taken days or weeks. But at what cost?
If we can make this model work, it would be great because it extends the range of products that we can sell.
Google has been painstakingly recording our privacy to populate their Google Maps, but the corporatocracy-run NSA needs more data. Who's to say that Amazon doesn't open the door for more intrusive visits from Google, recording our family members, pets, and firearms?
Publication Homeland Security Today obtained a copy of the test plan for the program, which also says sensor platforms are being tested that can distinguish between an unarmed and armed personnel.
The Washington Times reported Michael Huerta, the chief of the Federal Aviation Administration, predicted that U.S. airspace could be crowded with as many as 7,500 commercial drones within the next 5 years. But Huerta warns we need to be responsive to the public concerns about privacy. Given the revelations provided by Edward Snowden concerning the all-out war waged on our privacy by the NSA, all we can expect is more intrusion into our private lives.
NSA and the intelligence community in general is focused on getting intelligence wherever it can, by any means possible, that it believes on the grounds of sort of a self-certification that they serve the national interest.
John Baum, Infowars.com.
That's right. Excellent report there. And again, all the technology, everything is about ending the individual, ending your privacy, stealing all your data, stealing your inventions, weaponizing. Last week they came out with Homeland Security drones that face scan you with weapons to kill you, small ones. And they're so cheap now, they're just going to boil them out there. You try to go protest, the cops come attack you because the government has a 6% approval rating. It's rogue. It's been hijacked. It's illegal. And I want to tell all the dumb enforcers out there, most of you aren't, but those that are in select groups that, you know, hate the American people and think you're going to have a war with us and all this, you're idiots. This is a war that's meant to destroy you as well. Even if you're criminals and love evil, you should have some type of self-preservation in you to realize that this is an anti-human agenda with a massive Manhattan Project times 1,000 level total re-engineering of civilization towards forced population reduction kill grid. All right, let's just keep going through headlines here. Look at this. Migraines linked to plastic cups and bottles, gender-bending chemicals and packaging may trigger the attacks. Yeah, and again, jumping off a 50-story building might make you break your legs. And they've got all these new big giant studies out on bisphenol A, making men women, women hyper-feminine, so your breasts are like 80 years old when you're 30, with all the cysts and everything, men getting breasts, little girls going into puberty at age 5, having babies at age 7. I mean, it's just hardcore chemical warfare. And by the way, they specifically chose these plastics. I have the White House science czar and others on record to jack you up. They have this added. It's in all the printer ink, the money. You're under total chemical bombardment. And that's why you can't get upset. Unbelievable. Migraines linked to plastic cups and bottles. And it goes, drinking water from plastic cups and bottles could be giving millions of Britons headaches. New research shows the controversial gender-bending chemicals in synthetic packaging may trigger migraines. Bisphenol A. I've been telling you this for 15 years, and I'm attacked. By the way, the Pentagon wanted to spray this on Iraqis as part of a, quote, gay bomb. Because when they take the basic chemical and spray it on men, it then triggers the area of the brain that accesses sense through the nose, through the, I guess that's the olfactory nerve, and then you start smelling men's pheromones like it's a woman and wanting to have sex with them. By the way, people won't believe that. Google Pentagon plan gay bomb. Well, this is the gay bomb, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, dogs that are given it begin humping on each other and everything else, two male dogs. And they go, well, how dare you be against gay people? I'm against breast cancer and headaches, you know. I'm not against somebody in Roman times that was naturally attracted to another man. The point is, this is being done to jack us over so that we don't have kids, you idiots. There it is. I'm talking to MSNBC. Oh, there it is. U.S. military pondered love, not war. The U.S. military investigated building a gay bomb. which would make enemy soldiers sexually irresistible to each other. Government papers say, hey, you like the gay bomb, folks? And then all the TV things and all of it to convince you this is what you want. This is what you do. This is what happens. But it's always a side issue about the gay bomb thing. They think their viewers, I mean, this has been on CNN, Nightline, you know, everything has attacked me on this gay bomb stuff. And they never show their viewers that I'm showing you documents. They just say, he believes the government puts chemicals in things to make you gay. It makes the fish from the runoff have both sexual organs and the frogs. In fact, there's many more statistically hermaphrodites now at birth. And they're like, that's fine. That's the new way. Don't be against them. And I liken it to the last man alive on Earth where he finds the, you know, the cure to the zombies. And there's a subgroup of zombies that aren't crazy. They're actually like vampires, undead. And he goes to them and he goes, I have the cure. Or I guess Omega Man's a remake where it happens. He goes, I have it. And they go, we don't want it. Yeah, and just throw the steak right into him. He's like, ugh. I mean, and that's what it is. I'm like, they're putting chemical weapons in that give us breast cancer and all these other estrogen-type triggered cancers in all these different glands of the body. This is really deadly. Please be aware of it. They're like, shut up. Shut up, you gay basher. And I'm like, I have nothing against gay people. I could care less. I'm not thinking about it. This is a chemical warfare attack. They're like, shut up, racist. I think Obamacare is a scam. I read the bill. It's going to double and triple prices written by insurance companies. Shut up, racist. Was it racist or was I right? Are there Air Force considered gay bomb against enemies? And how you wreck the military? You put women in combat. You know, when a woman calls up, even on air, and I'm married, but when a woman calls up on air and is giggling and talking to me, I immediately just start thinking about, you know, her voice instead of what I'm even talking about on air. Can you imagine in heavy combat with a bunch of women in there with you? I mean, I will guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, that even though they've given us all the gay bomb juice, I find the shape of women, the look of women, the smell of women, the eyes of women delightful. And that's because I'm bad. I'm the terrorist. I'm the evil one. I mean, they're putting it in the water to hurt us. They're putting it in all the printed goods. They're putting it in the money. And they know, and they brag and write books about it. It's all funny to them. Oh, here's more. Get ready to pay more online. Supremes refused their internet case where they said they could have internet taxes. So it looks like that's going to go forward. Transgene escape, GMO spreading uncontrollably around the world, jumping into other crops and other plants and other animals and humans. Total death. That's all right. They love us. Australia spy agency offered to share info with other allies. That's how they all do it. It's all one global government. They're just doling out ancient news I put out in the mid-90s. More on how our government armed the Mexican drug cartel. All right, folks, final segment. I'm going to go to some of your phone calls, do a little bit of overdrive and go to your calls as well, because it's not the final segment, technically. But most stations just carry the first 3 hours. I didn't even get to this last night or today, and I meant to. I have a whole stack about MI5 and MI6 going after the London Guardian for publishing what Snowden was exposing. He was exposing criminal activity. And so now they're criminally going after those reporters. I told you they're heroes. And if they can bring them down, they can bring us all down. And you got Dianne Feinstein saying she'll decide who is the press and who has press freedom. This is open authoritarianism. And we've got to have the entire media and the entire culture turn against these people. And we've got to stand with the real media in this country, whether it's Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com or other groups that are fighting the globalists, Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, and I'm not saying any of those guys are perfect, but they're all being targeted by the globalists because they're not collectivist and they don't want to destroy America. I'm not perfect either. We've just all got to come together, ladies and gentlemen, or there's going to be no country and no future. All right? This is very, very serious. Briefly, I mean, here's an example. It took 2.5 years. It's finally going to get here in the next 2 months. Fox News reports, radioactive Japanese wave nears the U.S., highly radioactive. Radiation's already gone up, in some cases, more than fivefold on the West Coast. And they don't even tell people, have a good source of a nascent atomic iodine to protect your glands. It's amazing. The reason I came out with my first InfoWars Life product, I was going to come out with vitamin powders and stuff that we're going to be coming out with that are really good. was because I found out this was the best for my family, started taking it, had an incredible result, found out nobody even knew about this stuff, that it was patented. They were selling like 100 bottles a month or something. This is an outfit selling a lot of other stuff successfully. And I said, I want it all. And so we are the one source of Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com product. We have it in mass now. Get it. Give it to friends. Give it to family. Take it for a month. And if you don't have results, I'll eat my hat. You've heard nothing but positive reviews. There is such iodine deficiency in this country. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Watch the videos that are up on the site that break all this down. It is so, so incredibly important. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And there's an informational video right there. If you scroll down, I can show the TV viewers. They've still got the one up there about Fukushima. The one we need to get up on the site is the one I shot 2 weeks ago that gets into the iodine conspiracy and the halogen family. That's even more important. That's why I did that video. So we're going to get that added up there to the shopping cart. Let's jam in a call right now. Mike in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was at the Mises Institute this summer, and I met with a lot of great people. If you want to find out about what that other caller was discussing with regards to the unemployment and the exact correlation with that and the raising of the minimum wage, should look for a video and an article. It's titled "How to End Unemployment in One Day." It's by Walter Block. He's the professor of economics from the Mises Institute. He's in charge of all the curriculum there. It's the most convincing set of reasons why they should just...
No, I've read it. It's absolutely on target, but you've got to have a real free market to do that. Karl Marx got it right when he said, in the future, there'll be such production, we'll all work one day a week. That's what Dr. Bob Bowman broke down as well. We should be working really 2 days a week, according to his numbers. That's why they try to have taxes and regulations to shut down productivity and create artificial scarcity. And that's what regulations and minimum wage are about. Go ahead.
Well, also in regards to the things that we should do to, in other words, solutions for this, I think when we talk about the globalists and those guys and the people who are in
Okay, well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you in Overdrive, InfoWars.com/show for the Overdrive free feeds and podcasts. Nightly news tonight, 7.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, they call it the economy overheating. Whenever the economy starts doing good, they raise taxes and regulations, which they're all exempt from, to shut you down. And you were mentioning the economist Block, and I've read that years ago about what the minimum wage does. Yeah, there's a reason communists always want a minimum wage. You look what it does to countries. Plus, then they game the system with illegal workers, prison workers. It's all incredible. But the no discussion of devaluation of the currency, that's the real cause of wage discrepancy and people not having good buying power. Go ahead and finish your point. You were saying we shouldn't just talk about the globalists, or what were you getting at?
Well, I was wondering if you have something on the website or another website you can recommend that actually put faces and names to who these people are. I mean,
basically, it's a Bilderberg. It's a Bilderberg Davos meeting, or the top people in the Trilateral Commission or CFR. I mean, it's the globalists. It's literally a couple hundred people, and then maybe 5,000-6,000 minions. That's it. It's a criminal insider group of corporations that control the government.
Fortunately, the way I see it going is, I don't see the globalists getting their way. I don't see us having a civil war where we all kill each other, and then they show up here like Columbus and just claim the whole nation. I don't see that happening.
What they'd like, though. What are you going to do? I agree with you. What do you do when they blow up a school and say that an Alex Jones listener did it, and we've had enough of these people, we're going to start arresting not just members of the press, but the extremists? What do you do then?
Well, unfortunately, I think that's when
you're going to have to use your Second Amendment rights. I mean,
and they're going to call it a civil war. They don't care how many military or police get killed. They love it.
Of course they do.
So what do? We reach out to the military and police now and educate them so they understand what's happening.
Well, in other words, I don't think we can wait for that. What I think we do is we get some of the awake sheriffs and, you know, well, let's find our own Smedley Butler. And instead of having a revolution where they try to take 500,000 Marines and, you know, round up, you know, the government here and align with Hitler, I think we round up all those people on that list of all those families. We round those people
up. Well, I do think we round them up and then show evidence in court of what they've done. The problem is they will fight if we don't let them go. They'll set off nukes, you name it. It's better, like Napoleon, to put them on Alba or to just kick them out of the nation and take all their wealth.
Pinochet, look what he did.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know why they do that? Because they will blow the planet up. They've said it before they stop. We've got to just obviously arrest the ones that have been ordering murders and torture and stuff, but the ones that have swindled and stuff, you know, I think you take 99% of their wealth, you kick them out of the country. I'm only saying that historically because, you know, I'd love to see these people hung by the neck until dead. They deserve it. The problem is that, you know, we need to politically annihilate them and expose them for their crimes. And politically, so everybody knows they're the authors of our misery. And then when they stage stuff, people know who's behind it. And then we'll, but yes, we do need to arrest them. It is true. I mean, they're giving us no quarter. We absolutely have to wrest control of civilization from them and get back on a common sense course. These people are cancer and they've got to be arrested. It's true. The problem is they plan to arrest us instead. And that's what's forced me to the point of saying, yeah, they do have to be arrested. They all have to be arrested. It's a couple thousand of them. That's it. For crimes against the Republic. They had a bunch of top generals come out. WorldNet Daily had it this year. And they're calling for an Un-American Activities Committee. Look at how Hollywood won't hire anybody if they're not pro-socialist or Obama. They've already set up their purge. And let me tell you, selling us out, saying our military's under NATO or funding Al-Qaeda, that is punishable by, you know, and I... That's the law. Is it firing squad or hung by the neck until dead? Let's just not go there. Let's just arrest these people. And I agree, it's got to be done politically. It's got to be done right. But they do need to do the perp walk and then just kick these folks out of the country. The answer is kick the tyrants out of the country. That is the answer. You're a globalist. You're against America. You're against freedom. You plotted against our free rights, against our Bill of Rights. You're arrested.